1977, Joe Biden worried busing would lead to a racial jungle. By Harris Alic on July 15, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden claimed that busing to achieve school integration would lead to his children being raised in a racial jungle. Biden, who has recently come under fire for praising segregationists, appears to have made the comments during a Senate committee hearing in 1977 while debating a busing measure. At the time, Biden was a first-term senator facing tough re-election prospects in his home state of Delaware, where the issue of busing was particularly contentious. "Unless we do something about this, my children are going to grow up in a jungle. The jungle being a racial jungle with tensions having built so high that it is going to explode at some point," Biden said shortly after making a plea for orderly integration. "We have got to make some move on this." The remarks, first reported by the New York Times on Monday, appear to have been found by Daria Reutemer, a professor at University of Southern California Gould School of Law. It is unclear exactly which legislation Biden's remarks were meant to address, as there were many busing proposals floating around in 1977. Neither Reutemer nor Biden's campaign returned requests for comment before press time. Despite the background remaining murky, Biden's remarks at the hearing are similar to those he expressed during an interview with a local Delaware newspaper in 1975 while discussing the issue of busing. "The real problem with busing," he said, after claiming it was an asinine concept, "was that you take people who aren't racist, people who are good citizens, who believe in equal education and opportunity, and you stunt their children's intellectual growth by busing them to an inferior school. And you're going to fill them with hatred." Biden openly admitted his views placed him on the same side as avowed racists and segregationists. "The unsavory part about this is when I come out against busing, as I have all along, I don't want to be mixed up with a George Wallace," he said. This remarks have come back into the spotlight as the former vice president is facing increasing scrutiny for his record on civil rights. At the first Democrat presidential debate last month, Biden was confronted by Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, for praising the civility of two ardent segregationists, the late Senators James Eastland, DMS, and Herman Talmadge, DGA. Biden invoked the two men while touting his record of being able to fashion consensus within Congress. Although Biden had mentioned the segregationist Democrats before, he never discussed exactly what they were able to accomplish together. Harris, though, was quick to point out at the debate that both Talmadge and Eastland were allies in his campaign against busing. "It was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing," she said. "There was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day. That little girl was me. So I will tell you that on this subject, it cannot be an intellectual debate. We have to take it seriously." Biden attempted to defend himself, but only proceeded to muddle his stance on busing and falsely claimed to never have praised racists in the first place.